Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Indian Parliament discusses three historic bills to support women reservation in Lok Sabha and Legislative Assemblies. French President Emmanuel Macron calls Prime Minister Modi to discuss West Asia situation. India and Austria sign MOU on food safety and a letter of intent on defense cooperation and counter-terrorism. US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says Iranian port blockade and economic pressure will continue till peace deal is reached. And IMF says India's economy to remain resilient despite war-driven global disruptions. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made part of decision-making process. He said Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country, and this is the need of the hour to give them due representation in policy making.
विकसित भारत का मतलब केवल उत्तम प्रकार के रेल रास्ते इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर या कुछ आर्थिक प्रगति के आंकड़े सिर्फ इतने से ही विकसित भारत की सीमित कल्पना वाले हम लोग नहीं हैं। हम चाहते हैं कि विकसित भारत जिसके नीति निर्धारण में सात अर्थ में सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र समाहित हो, देश की 50% जनसंख्या नीति निर्धारण का हिस्सा बने, ये समय की मांग है।
Mr. Modi made the remarks in the Lok Sabha today during the discussion on three key bills related to the constitutional amendments to Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The three bills are Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, the Delimitation Bill, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. The Prime Minister stated that no one should operate under the arrogant illusion that they are magnanimously giving something to the women of India, as it is their right. He emphasized that the entire political establishment is collectively guilty of withholding this right for decades, making this bill a necessary act of atonement.
हम इस भ्रम में न रहे कि हम देश की नारी शक्ति को कुछ दे रहे हैं। जी नहीं, उसका हक है। अब हमने कई दशकों से उसको रोका हुआ है, आज उसका प्रायश्चित करके हमें उस पाप में से मुक्ति पाने का अवसर है। हमें क्रेडिट नहीं चाहिए। जैसे ये पारित हो जाए मैं कल एडवर्टाइजमेंट दे करके सबका धन्यवाद करने के लिए तैयार हूँ।
The Prime Minister said that women's participation in the country's parliamentary democracy is not just about numbers, but a commitment to democratic values. He said out of around 6,700 block panchayats, nearly 2,700 panchayats are led by women. Mr. Modi said that the country which is progressing today has a significant contribution from women, and this must be acknowledged. The Prime Minister asserted that no injustice will be done to any state while implementing this law. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from French President Emmanuel Macron. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conversation, they discussed the West Asia situation and agreed on the need to urgently restore safety and freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. He added that they also reaffirmed to continue close cooperation to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements and documents, including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent on cooperation in military matters, and a letter of intent on joint working group on counter-terrorism. Addressing the joint press briefing, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Austria have been reliable partners in infrastructure, innovation, and sustainability.
चांसलर स्टॉकर की यह यात्रा ट्रेड और इन्वेस्टमेंट में नई ऊर्जा लाएगी। हम ऑस्ट्रिया की एक्सपर्टीज और भारत की स्पीड और स्केल को जोड़कर पूरे विश्व के लिए रिलायबल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन सुनिश्चित करेंगे। हम डिफेंस, सेमीकंडक्टर, क्वांटम और बायोटेक्नोलॉजी में भी अपनी पार्टनरशिप को सुदृढ़ करेंगे।
Mr. Modi added that the India-Austria Working Holiday Program is also being launched to promote youth exchange between the two nations. Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker termed his visit to India as a milestone for Austria-India relations. He said that the diplomatic relation between Austria and India is much stronger than ever before. He said that at a time where geopolitical challenges are getting stronger, such partnerships are even more valuable. Dr. Christian Stocker also called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Both the leaders agreed that this visit will provide momentum to all important dimensions of bilateral relations between the two countries. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump today announced that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire, marking a rare diplomatic breakthrough after weeks of escalating tensions along the border. In a social media post, the U.S. president said that the ceasefire will begin at 3:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. The announcement comes following what President Trump described as excellent conversation between Lebanese President Joseph Aoun and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has warned Iran that a blockade of Iranian ports and economic pressure will continue unless Tehran agrees to a peace deal, saying failure to do so could lead to strikes on infrastructure and energy facilities. Speaking at a media briefing at the Pentagon this evening, Mr. Hegseth said, "Iran needs to come to the table ultimately and make a deal." He said the U.S. will ensure Iran never has a nuclear weapon. Iran has repeatedly insisted that it doesn't seek a nuclear weapon and that its program is for peaceful purposes. He said the U.S. Navy is employing less than 10% of America's naval power to enforce the blockade against Iran.
The United States Navy controls the traffic going in and out of the strait because we have real asset and real capabilities. And we're doing this blockade, performing it with less than 10% of America's naval power.
The Secretary of War said China has assured Washington that it will not supply weapons to Iran. International Monetary Fund IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva has said that India's economy is expected to remain resilient even as global growth slows amid war-driven disruptions. Speaking at a press briefing during the IMF spring meetings, Ms. Georgieva said the country's strong fundamentals are helping it outperform most economies.
Most impressive development over the last decades has been the advancements in policies and institutions in emerging market economies. And yet we would see economies that have these strong fundamentals, have the dynamism, like India does, they would be performing better. Look at India today. India's growth is more than two times higher than the average global growth. And that comes because of the strength of fundamentals.
The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has increased fuel prices effective from midnight tonight. The NOC hiked the fuel prices of diesel, kerosene and aviation fuel, while the price of petrol remains unchanged. As per the new price list in Nepal, the price of diesel and kerosene has been increased by 30 rupees per litre and 5 rupees per litre in aviation fuel. With this, the price of diesel and kerosene has been fixed at 237 Nepalese rupee or NPR per litre and aviation fuel at 256 NPR in the domestic market. Meanwhile, petrol price remains at 219 NPR per litre. In IPL cricket, host Mumbai Indians have set a target of 196 runs for Punjab Kings in a league match at Wankhede Stadium. In reply, Punjab Kings were 122 for 2 in 11.1 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Mumbai Indians were 195 for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Last night, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian Parliament discusses 3 historic bills to support women's reservation in Lok Sabha and Legislative Assemblies. French President Emmanuel Macron calls on Prime Minister Modi to discuss West Asia situation. India and Austria sign MOU on food safety and a letter of intent on defence cooperation and counter-terrorism. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says Iranian port blockade and economic pressure will continue till peace deal is reached. And IMF says India's economy to remain resilient despite war-driven global disruptions. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.